Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Another good session, John.
It's amazing. I mean, and you always, not you, Otto and I, we always have to give thanks to the producer. Christina Liu, she gets them. There's no question about it. And I know we're booked until I think March, but that's not the point. I mean, she goes out there and this is such importance. The stuff that we talk about on the shows. And then when we get to the Christina Liu show, which we're in right now, then it's just fun. And it's a wonderful thing. Actually, Dan, who is the director of WCWP.org, said earlier today that you got to end something on a positive note. And even though that show is positive and everything we bring forth to people is positive, the Christina Liu show is that real touchy-feely part of what we try to do. So how are you, Christina?
Hello, guys. Yes, I know our schedule's all crazy today because we're, you know, in the middle of the show. But it was really wonderful. You know, the theme of this is our last show, obviously, before the new year. And hopefully 2021 will be a little easier on all of us and everyone that's listening to. But, you know, I really wanted to kind of have this show be focused on caregivers because I just think that it's, like they had said in the first segment, it's really something that gets neglected a lot of times, you know, and everyone's always so used to taking care of everyone else and you don't even recognize the things that you kind of need for yourself. So I think a center like that and just having, you know, there was three amazing women and they really were so invested in the center. You know, they had actually reached out to me a couple of months ago now to tell me about the center. And we just had such a great conversation. I think having like I said, this show where I have the ability to promote these amazing community organizations out there is just great. You know, there's things out there and that's the overall message. There are services and organizations and people out there, you know, who really want to help and do good. So I think it's just important.
That's the thing that just hit me is I'm looking back. You look back on the year, which has been quite a year. But you look back on it from what community services exist around here that are of note, that they don't cost anything. They are run by dedicated people. We have seen so many people during this year who are very committed to what they do. And it's all revolved around helping people have a better quality of life during good times and bad times. And it's unbelievable the resources that exist in our part of the world. I mean, we're
Absolutely, Otto. You know, and I think like, you know, that's really what I just want to get across to everyone because I know, listen, this year, as we always say, has been, you know, a heavy one, certainly. And I think it's so important, though, to know that there are organizations and to ask for help, you know, and being part of the town North Hempstead where you can just dial 311, you know, and even if you're not a senior, you know, like let's be, I mean, obviously our program, Project Independence, is centered around seniors. But you know how many times we're getting phone calls from the children of seniors, the grandchildren of seniors, you know, and it kind of enmeshes their, you know, because they're asking for help. You know, they might not be a senior themselves, but it's tied in. So, you know, it's just calling and you don't even need to know necessarily what you need, you know, if that makes sense. It's just, you know, I need help. I don't know where to go, you know, and the fact that there are people who can direct you in that kind of way, and it's just, it's important. And I want to stress that to everyone is to, first step is to not be afraid to ask for help. You know, whatever it is that you need.
And I agree 100%. But and what Otto was saying, I didn't even think about that, Otto, that the amount of services that are here that we've brought forth to people this year alone, they're all free mm-hmm. and they're amazing.
Yeah,
and there's
absolutely.
There's no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's on here selling something.
Right.
You know, it's not like a 1-800 buy this. These are people who are dedicated to providing services for people who have needs. And it's unbelievable, you know, how many there are. I'm just reflecting on it now. And it's really registered in terms of what exists. I mean, it's just endless.
Yeah, you know, it's so great. And that's why I want to encourage people to, like, always check back at, you know, just this year alone, you know, forget about it. We can go back further and there's even more, you know. But if you go to the Project Independence website and you can listen to all these amazing organizations and speakers, you know, whether you're a caregiver, I'm not sure what happened to my video. but it's just something that is so important, you know, to really just look back. And like I said, to just help people and to reach out. So it's just good to spread the word, you know, and just educate yourself. We're so fortunate too in Project Independence to have kind of these little ambassadors, you know. Otto, obviously you are certainly one of them. And I just want to tell people that you don't be afraid to reach out. You know, there's people out there that want to help you. And I think that's the message that we always want to get across, for especially for the end of 2020, is to just have hope, right? There's hope. There's good people out there that want to help you. And I think it's holding on to that is certainly important. So,
well, the best advertising is word of mouth, yep, in my opinion. You know, the more people that talk up, all these services that we talked about can all be gone. You don't have to contact them all yourself. You contact Project Independence, you speak to a nurse or social worker, and they will talk to you about your situation and what's going on, and they will help you and guide you with what they believe would be the best resources for you to take advantage of. And this is not like a charity. This is like just common sense.
I noticed too, Otto, like, I always think about, you know, your circumstance, and you have brought it up on the show in the past, you know, and that's kind of how you originally, you know, many moons ago now, you started with Project Independence, you know, because you were caring for your mother. And I think it's, you know, you think back, if you had all these services at your fingertips then, you know, how truly beneficial it is.
That's why I am such a strong advocate, yeah, of this program. You know, my mother lived with, yeah, us for 11 years. My mother was a sweetheart. She was very easy. You know, it wasn't like we were going through misery because she was there, but she needed different kinds of help as time progressed.
Of course.
My wife and I were both working. You know, who do I call? I didn't have a Project Independence to call. You know, we wound up having to pick and shovel our way through it, which is not easy. It would have been great to be able to communicate with one of the nurses or the social workers from Project Independence to help us through the many different stages you go through. So, you know, and yet I know people that just won't take advantage of it. And I just encourage people, please take advantage of it. It's a great program. And it's not like a handout. This is just using resources that are available with people who are dedicated to helping people. And why can't you take advantage of that? I don't get it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's, but you know, that's everyone's prerogative, right? We're just here to kind of spread the message.
Well, I'm saying, yes.
No, you're so right, you know, but I think that, and that's what I always want people to know, because, and luckily, you know, like I said, I've been with Project Independence now for, you know, over 10 years, I guess it is. And it's, you know, I've seen it grow and evolve. And whereas, you know, listen, I think it's insane, not that for everyone not to be a member of a free program, you know, that is, has so many services and connections that can make your life better. But I have seen, you know, luckily, you know, people are gradually, you know, getting more involved. I mean, now we're like, you know, over 15,000 members, which is huge. And I just think it's so important. And what you said earlier really struck with me, because listen, at the end of the day, I love, you know, we're in 2020 and there's so many technology things and social media, and you could spread the word about all this, you know, wonderful stuff. But still, at the end of the day, I truly believe that a word of mouth about, you know, your experience with a program really goes a long way, you know. And I laugh, you know, when we get our surveys back for Project Independence and it's, oh, how'd you hear about us? so many times it's from a friend, a neighbor, you know, because I think when you get that personal story, you know, from someone and their experience and how it helped them and changed them, it's going to make someone more inclined. So I always just ask for people to, you know, spread the word. Everyone's got a doctor's office, or they go to the supermarket, or they want to call their friend. You know, I think it's about making that, and it's about community, because let's be real, at the end of the day, Project Independence is all about a community-based program. You know, we have our seniors who, you know, educate us. You have the staff, you have, you know, the town of North Hempstead, government officials, and it's just this, and all of the agencies that are surrounding us, it's this one big, you know, pot of information. And I think that that's really what makes it special. And, you know, this show is all about, you know, the holidays and kind of reflecting on things. And I think it's about keeping it positive and just knowing that there is this great partnership that's going on. And I look forward to the new, all the partnerships we just made in 2020 during a pandemic is pretty impressive, I must say. So, you know,
I went to the holiday party
yes. that
you were involved with running on Wednesday on Zoom. Mm-hmm. It's clearly not like being at a party
yeah.
back when, mm-hmm. but it is what it is today. And it's an option that's better than doing nothing.
Absolutely. And it was really nice. I'm glad you brought up the holiday party, because that was on Wednesday. And it was virtual. Obviously, you know, we're used to our big, you know, gathering, and, you know, I obviously miss that, you know, in person kind of connection. But I have to say, I walked away from this virtual, you know, Project Independence advisory just feeling really good. And I think I needed a good spirit lifter. And it was very nice. You know, I was sitting in my kitchen doing this and listening to everything. It was like the snow had just started. It was like kind of like being in like a little snow globe. I had a very lovely little backdrop, you know, that was going on. And, you know, it was 50 plus members were on there. A lot of the elected officials joined us, and it was fun because people brought kind of some props, you know, to keep it festive, which was fun. You know, there's a lot of nutcrackers making appearances throughout the advisory. And then we had a wonderful comedian, Rich Walker, who we've actually had at different holiday parties. And he was hilarious and very relatable humor. And I think we all, certainly I'm another firm believer in that laughter is the best medicine. And it really was, it was like a lot of laughter that we did. And then we had a singer, and it was just a sing-along happened, and it was absolutely lovely.
I'd like to talk a little more about that one when we come back.
Yes, and we are going to wrap up this segment. We will come back into virtual holiday parties, and you could actually have your own virtual holiday party. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.